The 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org.
John Cohen, welcome back for another day.
Thanks, Jackie. Good to be back.
Talking about the conference. What are your early impressions? We had the opening session last night. Early impressions.
Well, I see a lot of symbolic stuff happening. The opening ceremony usually is filled with symbolism and not a lot of facts and details, but there was some really powerful symbolic stuff that happened there. One is that the Prime Minister of Canada didn't show up, and one of the leading Canadian researchers took him to task for it.
Very, very tough stuff.
Very tough. He didn't mince his words one bit.
From Mark Weinberg.
And he's the head of the conference. And he did not hold back. He gave it to him. Gave it to him so much that any activist protest had no meaning because he had already said everything that had to be said.
What was his strategy there? Mark Weinberg is a man, as you say, who lives in Canada, works in Canada, probably depends to some degree on government grants. Why take off after the Prime Minister?
I think he felt as though the Prime Minister's absence sent a terrible message to the world. And he's a man of conviction who has a hard time holding his tongue when he's angry. And I think he was embarrassed as well.
The real stars of last night were Bill and Melinda Gates.
Absolutely, and that was the big, big symbolic moment. Bill Gates once before spoke at a major AIDS conference, not of this size, but a large one. Melinda Gates, for years, was very reticent about public appearances with the foundation, but they both came out and not just spoke one after the other, but said things. And said things that were, in many ways, not popular. At one point, Bill Gates was even booed a little, and he put a big smile on his face and kind of shook his head like, that's okay, I can take it.
And that's where he was talking about ABC?
And he was talking about ABC and the U.S. government's PEPFAR program, and he said, it's a good program. He later clarified today his thinking, and he said, you know, it's a great thing. You know, there are things that he strongly disagrees with about the program.
And what importance do you take by having Melinda Gates, not only there last night, Sunday night, but today, Monday?
Well, Melinda Gates is emerging as a new voice for women, and she's positioned herself that way and for helping women protect themselves from becoming infected and for helping infected women. And there have been many, many women over the years who have assumed that role and have done it well, but she's a new voice and she's going to be listened to.
And I want to talk to you about that for a moment, because both the Gates has talked about the future being microbicides. When people who are so powerful and so wealthy say that, how does that shift the funding, the attention, the focus?
I think that's a great issue. And it was just microbicides. It was also oral prevention.
That's right.
And it obviously will have an impact because they're going to fund this research, and they have been funding this research. It's hard for scientists and doctors who do this research to openly criticize the Gates Foundation. And believe me, I've spoken with many of them who have criticisms because they want the money. And it's a conflict of interest that this field is going to have to wrestle with. And I think that there's also going to be increasing scrutiny from the media that's going to lead to a moment in time where nothing's ever perfect, of course. And I think it's going to be incumbent upon the Gates Foundation to also be able to absorb the criticism. Because any big organization, I mean, $62 billion, you're going to have some critics.
But by speaking the way they did last night, they really were flagging, this is how we see the agenda in the near future.
And I think we have to remember, they're only one big funder. I mean, the U.S. government is still the largest funder of AIDS research. And it's going to outpace the Gates Foundation for as far as the eye can see. But in that area, it is going to shift attention, and their interests are going to be represented. Now, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent, we'll have to wait and see. But I think it is worth looking at critically. And right now, you don't hear much critical. It's all pretty rosy.
Bringing it in to today, Monday, you just came from a seminar on prevention.
Right.
What did you pick up?
Well, it was a seminar about testing, and it's a very interesting question because 90% of the people in the world who are infected with HIV don't know it. So how can you possibly offer them treatment if they need it? How can you possibly reach the people who are the transmitters of the virus with enough and the best information if they don't know it? So there's been a huge concern since the beginning of this epidemic about not stigmatizing infected people. And a valid concern, because infected people have been stigmatized in every country I've ever visited, and I doubt there's a country on Earth that is an exception. So you can do something really draconian and force everyone to receive a test, or you can do what's been adopted, which is voluntary counseling and testing, where people come to the clinic and say, I'd like an HIV test. Well, there's a much stronger hue and cry right now for opt-out, which is what Botswana does, and that's the idea that the provider says, and I'd like to offer this to you, is that okay? You have the option to say no, but it's being actively offered to you. Well, even that, a session I just came to, some people in Botswana feel that's coercive. Because as one woman from Botswana said, in Botswana, many of us women don't feel like we have an equal relationship with a doctor.
So saying no is not their realm.
It's not really an option, the way that we might think of it as being an option. So it's a really dicey issue. I think the consensus is moving toward the idea of providers offering it, but doing it in a way that may not be as formalized as Botswana's, which is as a national program. There's no clear answer today where that ball is going to land.
John, thanks very much for talking
to you. Thank you
tomorrow.
Very much, Jackie.
Great.